Marriage is completely insane. You're going to meet someone and you're going to just, for the next 40 years, it's just you and them, and you're going to live together, and of course chaos is going to ensue.
That's John Kenny, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. John Kenny is the author of Truth in Advertising, which won the Thurber Prize for American Humor. He is also a contributor to The New Yorker magazine. He joins us to talk about his latest book, Love Poems for Married People. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
John, you write in the acknowledgments that writing this book really wasn't your idea, but tell us about how this book came about.
All of my best ideas are usually someone else's idea. I wrote a humor piece for The New Yorker magazine a few years back called Valentine's Day Poems for Married People. And we got a really good reaction from that. So last summer, my publisher asked if we could maybe do a slim collection. Instead of 6 or 8, could we put together 70, 75 poems? And so that's what we did. We needed to do it quickly to get it out this year. And so it was like a 6-week sprint to get the book done. But it was great fun.
Now, you also write in the book that you made these situations up for the poems you created, but sometimes people think that you're actually writing about your own marriage.
No. To your listeners, to my wife's legal team, these are all made up. We did get help from friends. I sent out, you know, emails to people saying, hey, look, you know, putting this book together, give me subjects. What annoys the heck out of you about your husband, about your wife? What goes on in your marriage that's unique to you guys? And the interesting thing, frankly, was how universal the sort of crazy little peccadilloes of relationships are. And by relationships, I mean a long-term marriage, a couple living together, whatever it is. You know, it's not just for married people. It's anyone who's had a relationship, really. So, you know, it's a pretty crazy thing, these relationships.
When you first fall in love, you might think that this person is perfect, and a lot of love poetry seems to reflect that, but your poems certainly do not. Your poems reflect that the object of our love is quite human after all.
Yeah, I mean, look, the history of romantic poetry over the past 500 years, you know, it's very Romeo and Juliet sonnet kind of thing, right? You know, her eyes are like stars, her hair is like spun silk, which is, you know, great when you're 19 or 20. And by the way, I'm a fan of marriage. I've been happily married for 14 years, but it is a crazy ride. Living together with someone 7 days a week, then introduce, you know, small people who, you know, throw up on you and don't sleep through the night and can't feed themselves. And the equation gets a little more complicated and challenging and hopefully funny. So that's where these came from.
Could you share a few of those poems with us?
I would be happy to. This is called Are You in the Mood? Are you in the mood? I am. Let's put the kids down, have a light dinner, shower, maybe not drink so much, and do that thing I would rather do with you than almost anyone else, lie in bed and look at our iPhones.
I can see where a lot of people would identify with that. You have a series of poems in this book that is interspersed throughout the book, and it has to do with people going to marriage counseling.
That is correct. Initially, and I have to give credit to my editor, Sally Kim, initially that poem about a couple going to counseling was a single long poem. And she said, you know, I think it would be much more interesting and much funnier if it were broken up into 4 poems over the course of the book. And she was 100% right. Couples counseling. Part 1. The couple's therapist urges us to repeat what each of us has just said. Okay? So I hear you saying that I am a terrible husband, man, and human being. Hold on, Roger, the therapist says. That's not what Amy said. Yes, but that's what I heard. Okay, but what she actually said was she wanted you to listen more. Let's try to repeat the actual words and not our interpretation. Sorry, I wasn't listening. But I don't say that part out loud. Unfortunately, what I do say is, do you have Wi-Fi here?
Yeah. And we won't go through all of them, but the therapy session doesn't get much better as it goes along.
It gets consistently worse. Yeah, true.
There's another poem. This is on page 7. And this is another one of those poems that talk about, well, maybe when you were first married, this was fun and exciting, but after you've been married for a while, not so much.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know, the initial sort of thrill of relationships, it doesn't go away, but it's certainly tempered. You know, things do change, especially with kids and time. So this poem is called, Why Are You in the Shower with Me? Did the bathtub shrink? I ask because here we are, naked, showering together like we once did all the time. Remember, at the beginning? We would stand and talk, seals slipping by one another, a playful ease letting the other into the stream. Now, I'm not sure what you're doing in here. I'm freezing. There's shampoo stinging my eyes. You just stepped on my foot. For the love of Christ, who flushed the toilet because I'm being scalded alive? Get out, now. It was a nice idea, though, honey. Could you close the door?
I'm talking with John Kinney. The book is Love Poems, and then in parentheses underneath it says, For Married People. And this is a collection, like you said, you came up, it grew out of the newspaper article. And a lot of people, you say, contributed ideas for this. In fact, even more than you're able to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Friends and colleagues here at the publisher, we were inundated. I would say we got, 40, 50 responses from people, mostly women, I will say. And as a result, I tried to make the voice of a lot of these poems from the female perspective, because Dan, as you and I both know, we are the lesser of the two in the relationship.
John, there's a lot of humor in here, obviously, and some of it's kind of dark. Looks like some of the poems are with dysfunctional marriages. What are you trying to say with this collection of poems?
That's an interesting question. I certainly don't want to leave people with the impression that I am somehow anti-marriage. I'm not. I'm a fan of relationships. I think we are better together. That said, it is really hard. And you are constantly being thrown things to juggle in relationships, kids and in-laws and jobs and annoying bosses and, work weekends and things like that. And so your ability to work with this person, it's pretty crucial. I mean, it's the most important decision you make in your life, this person, right? But the deeper you go into these relationships, the more honest these ridiculous little poems of mine can be, I think the funnier they can be. You know, I think part of our job, there was a great quote. I don't know who said it, but and I hope I'm getting it right. It's this notion that a successful marriage requires falling in love many times, but always with the same person. That notion is really interesting to me because marriage is completely insane. You're going to meet someone and you're going to just, for the next 40 years, it's just you and them and you're going to live together. And of course, chaos is going to ensue. And of course, ridiculous things are going to happen. But man, if you can find the ability to laugh at it and go through it together, it's going to be a lot easier of a day.
John, obviously, there's a lot of humor here as you look at relationships, but you end it with an honest love poem for your wife. Tell us about this choice that you made.
Yeah. To your listeners, I'm a poet in much the same way I'm a quarterback in the NFL. I certainly aspire to make these feel like poetry and look like poetry, but the real poets are playing at a very different league. I'm trying to do something sort of charming and funny here. As for the last poem, I could not have done the book without my wife, Lissa. She's a wonderful writer and editor. I wrote these in a dash and would share them with her at night. And she's a tough audience. If she laughed, that was a big win. Oftentimes she didn't, so we'd trash those. And I thought it would be funny if at the end of the book I wrote a silly poem about her. But I found it very hard to do. I kept coming out as serious. And so the only real poem, and I use the word poem very loosely and with apologies to real poets, is to her at the end about how vital she has been to my life and happiness. So I'll let readers discover that one on their own, should they choose.
John, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. I really appreciate the opportunity.
John Kinney's latest book is Love Poems for Married People. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. And you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can also sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.